Well, it's nice to get back in the winning column, that's for sure. You know, I was really pleased with our football team with the effort that we showed today. You know, offensively, we were 0-for-3 in the first half in the red zone. Yet we came back and found a way to keep our poise and composure, and we're 3-for-3 in the second half. So, you know, I was proud that we had a little adversity there in the first half, even though we moved the football, but we couldn't score, and it was nice to come back and punch in the end zone a few times. Special teams, obviously, Quincy Morgan did a great job. A couple returns gave us some pretty good field position. That's what we're not used to, so it's nice to step up there. And defensively, I thought we really fought. You know, this football team's been doing a great job scoring points and moving the football, finding a way to not only win, but get the ball in the end zone, and for our defense to step up and play the way they did. I was impressed.
Like how you account for Jay's progression from his first start to his third, you look like a veteran.
I don't think we need to talk about this each week. You know, he's gonna grow and learn, and I think you can see it just like I can. You know, there's a lot of confidence out there today. Obviously, showed a lot of poise, made a couple big time throws, and managed the game extremely well. I'm really, really proud of him.
Is the learning curve even more accelerated than you expected, though? The jumps that he makes each time?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, he wouldn't be our starting quarterback if I felt like he had to make those type of jumps. You know, there's a learning curve, and like every quarterback, he's going to go through some ups and downs, but I thought you saw what he could do today. I mean, didn't take a genius out there to figure out this guy, very, very composed, can make all the throws, and plays a lot of confidence.
How much more open do you feel your playbook is with him in there? It just seems like you did so many more things, long-range passes, medium passes, rolling, calling his number on.
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I just know that you know, this guy's got a big-time future with us. Obviously, you could see what he could do. I don't compare it to, obviously, game plans or other scenarios. I just like what he's doing, especially as a young quarterback. You can see that we're able to do a number of things with him that you can't with a lot of rookies, and he kind of digests it and understands it very quickly. And like I said, there's going to be some growing pains, but I'll enjoy those pains as time goes on.
Like, talk about the running game a little bit. Were you satisfied today with your running game?
They did a great job stopping our running game. They've been doing a pretty good job over the last few weeks of stopping the running game, and they really kept us in check. They committed a lot of people to the run, and which obviously opens up your passing game. But we had a number of times where we had opportunities to make big plays, and they found a way to stop us, so it was really a credit to that defense and how hard they played and how consistent they played for 60 minutes. Because normally we can, we'll play poorly in the first half, and all of a sudden we'll have a number of big runs in the second half, and, you know, they came to play.
You talk about the decision to go with Mike Bellemore as the game went along.
I'll be honest with you, I got to talk to Bobby, you know, why that scenario was. I can't tell you for sure. Bobby's in charge of, you know, looking at those running backs and getting a feel on, how they're playing and how tired they are, and if a guy's hurt. So I'll have to talk to Bobby to let you know for sure.
Do you think the fumble impacted that? Tatum's fumble?
Like I said, I'll have to talk to Bobby.
Mike, how about your scoring drives? It seemed like every time they scored and got momentum, you guys answered right back with a quick strike yourselves. How big was that?
Well, like I said, we had a number of long drives, I think, today. And, you know, in the first half, we just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. We had some opportunities. We just settled for field goals, and sometimes that comes back to haunt you. In the second half, you know, we turn them into touchdowns. So that's what good offenses do. And, you know, we've been pretty average this year, and it's nice to play better today.
How proud of you were of your defensive backs? Were you dominating moving back to cornerback without doing anything?
Pretty impressive. That's a great receiving core that they have, and, you know, an excellent young quarterback that's going to have a bright future, a great future. And to have Darren Williams go down and these guys step up and play at the level they played, I was very impressed.
Was Darren
We had made the decision on Friday that he wasn't going to play just because he couldn't practice at the level that I thought would give us a chance to win. And, you know, most of the times when guys practice at that level, you know, usually they can't go for a whole game and it sets them back. So we'll see how he is coming this week.
Apparently you didn't have much of a problem with your defensive secondary. I mean, Bailey had a couple of picks. He shut Liner down, and Fitzgerald and Bolden had no receptions in the first half. Talk about the defensive secondary a little bit.
Well, that's what I was kind of alluding to. I thought we played very well. You know, we had a guy go down and nickel and dime package, and, you know, they've been very successful throwing the football. But it was a game we had to win. You know, we had to come in here and our football team know that, you know, we don't win this game. You know, we're out of the playoffs. And, you know, this is a do-or-die situation for us. And our guys came to play and against a football team that's been playing extremely well.